The question.
Sure.
Can you explain from the Bible, of course, what a spiritual Jew is? I was baptized 10 years ago or when I was 18 and fell away from the church and came back 10 years ago, had a son. And I'd just like to know from a biblical standpoint what a spiritual Jew is. And I'll take my answer off there.
All right. Thank you very much,
thanks,
Connie. Incidentally, Connie, I realize that you're either on hold or off the air now, but we have an article that I wrote with Steve Wolberg. And the title of the article, it's only a couple months old, is called Spiritual Jews. And the article will give you much more information than we could offer on, you know, I can't read 6,000 words.
So, Connie, call that number that we just gave you, 1-800-835-6747, mm-hmm. 835-6747, and ask for that article.
But I'll give you a few scriptures. You said, what is a spiritual Jew? Well, any Gentile, and of course a Gentile is anyone who's not a Jew, any Gentile who accepts Jesus automatically becomes a spiritual Jew. The Bible says that we, like these wild olive vines, are grafted in. Romans chapter 2, verse 28, here's what Paul says, mm-hmm. and this is a Jew writing, for he who is not a Jew, he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, that means spiritually, and the circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God.
Right.
And so, you can see a number of examples in the New Testament. John the Baptist said when preaching, do not think, he spoke to the Jews, that because you are descendants of Abraham, that you have special virtue. God is able to raise up from these stones children unto Abraham. And Jesus said, many will come from the east and the west, meaning the Gentiles, and sit down in the kingdom with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And again, Paul tells us that if ye are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. We become spiritual Jews by virtue of accepting Christ. We're all saved under the new covenant, the New Testament covenant under which we're saved. That contract, written with the blood of Jesus, said, I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel. So you must be part of the house of Israel spiritually to participate in the new covenant.
Amen.
And
mm-hmm.
so every Christian, in order, and you know the wonderful thing about this, is all the promises that God made to the Jewish people in the Old and New Testament are ours.
Mm-hmm.
They apply to us, and there's a lot of promises there.
Amen.
So all the things he says about blessing God's people and protecting God's people, that's not just for Jews. When you become a Christian, you can cash in on those promises.
When the gospel is preached to you, and you hear the gospel, and you choose to believe and accept Jesus Christ, you become a spiritual Jew.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Of course, that doesn't mean that you need to wear a yarmulke or a Jewish star and greet everybody with shalom, but you become a spiritual Jew. Hopefully that answered your question, Connie, and send for the magazine.
Right, and call that number, 1-800-835-6747. 835-6747 is the resource operator number.